just got a comment on YouTube on one of our videos saying like, y'all really annoying as hell. And then he commented on another one being like, yeah, y'all are super annoying. Fuck y'all, basically. And then I was like, fuck, man. I was like, are we garbage? And I start watching our reels. I'm like, fuck this guy. He just doesn't know good comedy.
Yeah, man. No one can tell us shit. Who said this?
Yeah, I'll read through that.
Who said this?
I'll call him out. We got YouTube comments.
So someone commented.
His name's Red.
Just Red.
He says, I wasted my time. I want a refund.
What video was that?
Yeah, I find y'all annoying. It was...
Our videos are free, dickhead.
Yeah, I know. It was the Clint Eastwood stunt double video.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then the one he said, yeah, I find y'all annoying was the Make-A-Wish age limit.
Also hilarious.
Like, why does Make-A-Wish have an age limit?
Right? What if...
Like, if you're 18 years old, fuck you. You know
right?
what I mean?
That doesn't make sense. Fuck you, Red.
You don't get to meet Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Red was fucking 19 years old, and that's why, man.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. So if you guys hear that honking in the background, it's because we're downtown Ottawa.
Yeah.
I don't think they can hear it, but I can hear it, like, even through the headphones. And
right.
It's, like, stressing you out.
We have a very nice soundproofed little studio down here, so it's doing its job, I think. We can hear it. I don't know if y'all can hear it.
But yeah.
We can hear it.
That doesn't really make it soundproof, though.
Yeah, for them, though.
Yeah.
It's soundproof because we put the gain on the mics down.
We put
the
filter down. But yeah, folks, the Freedom Convoy of 2022 is in effect here in Ottawa at this very moment.
I thought people were just really amped up for the Olympics downtown. It's nice to see some spirit. Even though it was just last year, everyone's like, fuck yeah.
Everyone's super juiced. Jamaica's going back to bobsled.
No.
Fuck, that's why I got so many high fives wearing my Canada Olympic jacket.
Yeah. I love that it does look like Canada
just
Day
won gold.
July. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the hockey team just won gold.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's actually fucking jokes.
Fuck, yeah, man.
Minus all the like alt-right symbolism and all of the Quebec separatist flags.
Yeah, kind of. I think hockey.
I think that would still bring those, anyway. That would bring those folks out, man. It's a twofer protest.
Hockey is all white people.
It's a twofer protest,
basically. But yeah, no.
But that's just like you could say that about the protest. Now it's basically all white people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, check out. We did some journalism on it because you know down the wire.
We do when we have to do work. We do our work.
I feel like if we didn't. What the fuck are we doing?
Right?
You know what I mean? So we did a video on YouTube. It's out now. Just posted it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the time you're listening, this would have been out for a day already.
Yeah.
So right now, it's doing decent. It's doing decent. We already, you know, we're averaging a view a minute right here. So check it out. We'll link it below. And yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this whole thing. It was kind of, we just went down there and just heard what people had to say and compiled it all together. And
asked some questions.
Yeah.
Heard some answers.
Yeah, got hit in the face with the fucking sign.
Yeah, yeah. It was a war zone down there.
It was
a war zone.
Holy fuck.
But yeah, man, Coleman wrote a nice little, not Coleman, sorry, Jacques Rockhard wrote a nice little blog
different
on it.
Guy.
Morningwood, different guy.
Different school.
Yeah. You wouldn't know him. But yeah, man, here's my thing, though, with the protest that I will say is... there was lots of people cooking down there.
And makes
like a lot of barbecues down there.
All right,
people chefing up.
I know where you're going with this.
That too. We'll get there later. This is not where I'm going with that though. We'll get there later. But yeah, a lot of people cooking down there, barbecues are going. And can we just like have like a like protest, but just have like a big
tailgate
street cookout,
a tailgate,
like, tailgate
yeah.
type thing, you know
a
what I
mean?
A
block party.
Yeah. Because it'd be really hard to orchestrate a block party. You need permits and shit like that. But what if we just had like
a protest?
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know.
Will the police like block all the roads for us?
Yeah, exactly.
If we say we're pissed off about something.
Is this a loophole?
We're pissed off at the fact that we can't just have block parties and cookouts in the middle of the street like that.
Right.
I thought where you were going to go with that was... Is anyone else fucking starving all the time because they only smell hot dogs and burgers being cooked in downtown Ottawa? Because there's a dude who's half-baked walking around for most of the day. Outside of my apartment smells impeccable because there's literally a big tent I walked past yesterday. Just fucking burgers all along the grill.
Okay, this is weird because I thought that you thought I was going where I thought you were about to go with that. I thought where you were going to go with that was that.
Is it okay to take the food donations from the truckers?
No.
Because I really wanted a bowl of chili there the other day. I was hungry and I was like, man, do I go up to this tent and get some, take a scoop out the crock pot?
I don't think.
What if all that food is just all the shit that they stole from the homeless shelter and they're repackaging it?
Oh, man. Did that happen?
Yeah, that happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Where I thought you were going to go with that, though, was that this guy, Gabe,
right,
friend of ours.
Oh.
He came all the way to Nova Scotia for this, and we met up with him, and he. That's a long honk going on behind
that
me.
Is a lot.
But he came up and he had like this little grill and he was cooking beside
little
his car.
Little propane camping grill.
Yeah, yeah. And he was cooking up some hot dogs and there's one left on the grill. I go to take it and he's like, all right, that's it. So he turns it off. I turn around to put ketchup on my hot dog. And then I turn back around and there's just a massive flame.
The flame is...
And he's like blown back from it. He falls on the ground. He's like, oh, fuck, boys. And then there's like a massive flame in the middle of the parking lot. And then he just starts like picking up snow, trying to throw it on top of it. I try to help him out. John's gone. John just disappeared.
I was like, boys, just back up. Just let it go. Let it go. There's no...
It was about to blow up all the cars around it.
It was a small propane tank. It wasn't going to be...
in between two cars.
It was, when you guys put it out into like the grassy
area.
That
was after like 15. Long seconds.
It was a long 15
and then
long
we're just
second.
Dumping snow on it. Finally, Gabe just picks it up and like shoves it in a snowbank and it goes out. He's like, fuck, boys, that was a bit of a Ricky moment, wasn't it? We were down filming everything. I'm so pissed.
This is the only thing we didn't have recorded that day.
I'm so upset.
Very upsetting. So upset.
There's no way we could have anticipated it, but still. This is why we need a video guy just constantly videoing us.
Always, man. If Coleman was there.
Yeah,
no, I'm actually very disappointed in myself that I couldn't make it out on Saturday.
It's okay. It's okay. You did help a lot with the video.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Put it together.
I did my
proud
best.
Of that.
Mm-hmm. I filmed all my own shit for the, or Jacques did.
Morningwood?
For
yeah,
the Morningwood video, which is also gold.
Yeah, no, that was good too.
It's a little
too.
Teaser.
Yeah, it's weird talking about this video though that it's only, it like, when you listen to this podcast, it would have had been out for a little bit. But we're talking about it as it just got released. So I don't know if we got any flack on it or if like people are upset.
Yeah, we
if
could,
it's controversial.
We're being evicted from the studio.
You know what I mean?
Because we just, yeah.
Like we might have a rock thrown through this fucking window right here.
Yep.
I don't know. Shout out Barry Thong, man. Shout out the Tin Hat Conspiracy guys.
Yep. Yep.
Don't go listen to their podcast, but they have one. Know that they have
super
one.
Super Conspiracy Thursdays.
I think it's gone. They said it got taken down for posting with too much misinformation. But yeah, a lot of characters, check it out. There's also some people that you know, genuine Canadians down there.
There were good folk down there.
Yeah, we're a shout out to Norm.
Norm.
Brenton.
Brenton. Those are good Canadian names.
Yeah.
Those are proper Canadian names. Norm and Brent.
But yeah, let's fucking get into the show, man.
Mm-hmm.
Of the weeks. What the fuck does this even mean? Moment of the week goes to.
This organization who have a plan to put Bitcoin in mouse DNA with a genetically engineered virus.
So what the fuck does this
what
even
does
mean?
What does that fucking mean? So I read through it. And this guy, it's called Bitmouse DAO. DAO stands for Decentralized Autonomous Organization, I think.
What?
It's the wrong order of the letters, but for sure.
Hang on, like,
decentralized autonomous organization. I just said that.
Autonomous is
DAO.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Autonomous is like spelt with an A for sure. Yeah.
Check your facts.
scroll up, Coleman. I got to read this. The plan. Well, it's blocked. Yeah, thanks. Oh, God. Oh, Coleman. The plan to put Bitcoin in mouse DNA with a genetically engineered virus. Like,
yeah.
How do you put I thought Bitcoin wasn't like tangible. So how do you put it
see,
in
that's,
something?
See, that's where I'm kind of lost on, too. So I read more.
Also, how would you put if it was let's say it was an actual coin. Right. How would you put it in the mouse?
You have to
is my question.
Up its ass. That's where your mind goes to. But that racco is just so juvenile. So what I think is happening...
This is basically what they're doing to us, no?
Yep.
Putting DNA, genetically engineered viruses in us. And that was going on. That's what Tin Hat told me. I don't know.
No. Oh, God.
Super. But that's just a conspiracy. That's just a conspiracy theory.
I actually love those guys.
Oh, man. Anyways.
I made some friends this weekend.
You would.
What's that supposed to mean? fucking Antifa over there. No, okay.
Racker does the whole pod and his wife beater. Yeah, it wasn't so bad down there. Anyways, I don't know how they're supposed to get it into the mouse, but what I understand is that if it has the DNA in it, the mouse itself is worth money. So you could use the mouse, and the mouse's value would fluctuate as the market for Bitcoin fluctuate as well. So one day the mouse could be worth $100 million. The next day it could be worth nothing.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
What I'm still gray on is how they get the Bitcoin into the virus.
Yeah.
So that's the only part I can't figure out. Apparently, they have two investors. They both have donated 0.1 Ethereum.
Which is what? How much is 0.1 Ethereum? Look that up. One Ethereum is 3,400 Canadian. One Ether. So 0.1 of that. Can we get a math guy on this? 0.1 of...
$3.04.
What?
No.
Okay, I got...
$340 Canadian.
So they have about $700 Canadian.
Invested in this.
Invested in this.
Dude, I gambled more this past weekend. Are you kidding me? What are you talking about?
I don't understand.
What kind of project is this? It makes no sense. I will say, though, one thing I do understand about this is that mice, do you think in the mouse world that being a tester mouse is like the peak profession?
Wow.
Of mice.
Wow.
Do you think they aspire to be mice or are they scared of being testies? Testies.
I feel like there's different degrees of testing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, like, beauty products and stuff, like, no mouse right. wants to do that. But, you know, like, the ones where they're, like, trying to teach, like, the fucking mouse, like, they try to, like, they just give mouses, like, cocaine and then teach them how to gamble. Like, those sort of experiments. That's the shit I think mice live for.
They're doing that?
Psh, they're doing everything with mice, man. You name it, I bet you they're doing it.
Porn.
Doing it.
Doing it. Next of the week. Come back to the night.
That was so good for you to just start spitting random shit. You get one porn joke out of it. Let me hit a quick, easy pun, and then that's where we roll on from. Our brains are fried here down the wire.
Folks. Oh, man. I feel like we're talking loudly because of the honking, but we don't need to.
Are we yelling? Remember that time when I just got my like noise-canceling earphones, and I'm talking to you on the phone? I'm like, am I yelling? Am I yelling at you right now? You're like, you're yelling just a little bit. I was like, all right, I'm sorry. You're like, you are whispering now on the phone. No happy medium.
Next of the week we got here, loophole of the week goes to?
This teacher's marriage to a student resulted in the dismissal of the pedophile charge. So that's a loophole. So kids, if you find yourself, or teachers,
sorry,
find yourself.
Explain loophole.
Loophole?
Explain the loophole.
Well, she didn't get charged.
The charges got dropped?
She didn't get charged because they're married. You can't charge your spouse for being a pedophile because you're married to her. Isn't that crazy?
Huh.
It's the whole R. Kelly Aaliyah situation.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
How old's the kid?
High school.
She's 26.
Yeah.
And it doesn't give the age of the kid. If it doesn't give the age of the kid, I'm guessing he's young.
He has to be less than 18 because his name wasn't used in here. So he has to be under 18, but somehow is married. And I imagine that it's just some state law that you can fucking just... There's that...
Dude, I don't understand...
He's Mormon or something.
How... So what were you going to say, Coleman?
Okay, well, just to clarify, it doesn't make it like legal to be a pedophile if you marry this kid, but
how do you say the pause, how do you say what's the word I'm looking for here, child rapist?
What's the correct term? I don't want to offend anyone, just say it. There's no good pedophile out there. They're all bad.
Listen,
what's that one lady who wanted to say she wants to change the name from pedophile to person attracted to minors?
Oh my god. Minor attracted person.
Minor, yeah. Attracted, yeah, an MAP or something like that, like that.
Map. Anyway,
you can't take that.
No.
Because then you can't. I'm the map. Like, what the fuck? That's already taken, bro.
There's this creepy Dora.
They have to change it's Dora's fucking characters around. Woke ass kids are going to be like, wait, the map's a pedophile?
Right?
Sorry.
Dora will be canceled next thing you know.
So an assistant prosecutor in the case told this news outlet that because marital or spousal privilege now applies, her former student can no longer be compelled to testify against her. So you can't be compelled to testify against your spouse.
Oh,
but you can so be compelled to testify if it's a criminal
it's
case
like
and you're just a guy.
It's kind of like how mobsters' wives can't testify against them.
Because so. They didn't tell them anything.
Well, and it's also, it's I guess there's something called marital or spousal privilege where you just can't make...
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
You can't make a spouse,
like Carmella
could have
never went against Tony just because even if she wanted to, she couldn't.
Right.
Well, she can. You can if you want to.
But you're not forced to.
You're not compelled, legally, right. You're not compelled to rat out your, like, life partner or whatever.
Interesting. Okay. What I was going to say, though, is I don't understand why people do this.
Come on, let's call a spade here. Why do we rape kids? Why are people out there raping kids?
Like,
not we, but why are people out there doing
why that? Are we out there? Somebody answer.
It's like how like Jerry Seinfeld, not many people know about this, but like in the 90s when he was 38 and peak, like mid like peak Seinfeld, like the show was at its peak. He was 38 years old and he was dating an 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or 17-year-old.
But apparently
But why? What do you have to talk about? Like, what are you talking... As a 38-year-old, even this 26-year-old, what are you talking to a 16, 17-year-old about? Mm-hmm. Like, you have such different interests.
Yeah.
And, like, you can talk about your paper last week, like, how you're busy. Oh, you can't hang out on a Thursday night because you have something to do tomorrow. Like, what?
You got volleyball practice.
You know what I mean?
Like, how am I supposed to, like...
How's the baseball game, champ?
Yeah, you know? Literally.
And then, meanwhile, you're sitting there as an adult, like...
Fuck, man, I gotta pay taxes. You know what I mean?
And they're like... Boring.
I'm gonna go play fucking Halo. Call me when you wanna.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Like, what's the? I don't know.
Yeah, I just I couldn't picture myself being attracted to children, man.
That's nice.
Good. Call it a nice day, silent.
I just don't want to engage with this.
You know, they say 2 out of 3 people are pedophiles, right?
Still nothing.
Right. Minor attracted person.
Pedophiles say what?
You're not gonna get me. I almost did too. All right. But like, how? Moment of the week goes to
man charged with stealing a woman's driveway.
But like,
that's
how?
A good horn.
That was a good horn.
That was a good horn. Did you just check the views on our video?
No, I have like 18,000 texts right now.
Uh-oh.
Should we just stop? Have we been canceled? Should we go? Is there a point? Is there a point?
Should we
going,
wrap this
is
up?
There a point in going any further in this podcast?
Like, no. People, I think people are happy.
We're loving it.
I think so far people are happy.
I like to hear it.
I think we're doing. I think we're all right. Yeah. I don't understand how you could just fucking steal a driveway.
Brick by brick, man.
But then, yeah, I found out it was a brick driveway.
Brick driveway. Brick by brick.
And he just took out every individual brick and stole it.
Right?
That's probably one of the most petty, like, heists I've ever heard of. Like, you don't gain anything out of
300 that. 300 square feet of stones is what you gain out of this.
I can get that on eBay for free. People are just giving it away. You know what I mean? Like, he's not gaining anything out of this.
Where...
Go on eBay right now and look up fucking bricks. I guarantee you people are giving it away.
No, bro, dude. Bricks are spent, dude.
I bet you. There's so much free shit on Kijiji. There's free couches on Kijiji.
Well, I know that, but like, bricks are expensive.
Bricks ain't comf, dude. I just think...
There also ain't like a family of owls living in my bricks, though. You know what I mean?
No, this is a very petty heist. And I don't say that... I'm not like talking down on him. I'm kind of, I respect it.
You respect the heist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cause what he was caught in the act stealing the driveway. How do you even report that to police? Like this guy's, Jones told authorities he was removing stones for a friend named Nigel, but he did not provide a last name or phone number for Nigel.
You know Nigel? Nigel knows you? You know, that sort of thing? Nigel sent us down.
Yeah,
here.
Why would he, though? Like, fuck you.
Don't worry about it. Nigel.
Nigel said it.
Like, if someone comes up to me like, oh, you waiting here for something? Like, yeah, I'm waiting for John. Like, what's John's last name?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I mean, if the
what's
police...
his number?
If the police ask you, though.
Still fucking narc. I ain't ratting. Yeah. I know my guy's got parking tickets.
Yeah. Got a lot of parking tickets. A lot of. I think they gave up on giving me them, in all honesty, man. They just know.
Across province lines, he's got a lot of... He's on the run.
I got warrants, bro. You can say I'm a bit of a wanted man.
Check out the video to understand that. That's fucking hilarious. Seriously, like, pause, go to the link in the description, check out that YouTube video we just put out.
Let's keep dropping as many of these little quotes we can throughout it just to promo the video throughout this whole pod.
I also was going to say that Racco looking at the, like, his text is like post-video reflection mid-pod.
Post-video, post-reflection, mid-podcast.
Video, post-reflection, post...
Post.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's get into the news. Back page news.
The news.
Let's get into it. Yeah, first things first.
At the Beijing Games, I forgot the Olympics are happening. We'll get there in a second. At the Beijing Games, hugs are discouraged, but condoms are available. Yeah, I forgot the Winter Olympics were happening.
I always forget how much the Olympics endorses sex, and then the Olympics comes around and a headline like this comes up, and I'm like, oh yeah, they endorse fucking.
Yeah. Well, it's how you get more Olympians when you really, like, when you get down to the nitty gritty of it, right?
Well, it's
not if you use condoms.
Well, these are suggestions, Coleman. Everyone knows that the condom's lifespan is only 30 seconds right when you put it on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Can I say that the only type of condom that they offer, there's a picture here, and one of them is king size and one of them is zero fresh. And those are the only two styles of condom
that
they offer.
What does zero fresh mean?
Couldn't tell you.
It's recycled.
Seriously?
It's not fresh. Yeah, well, it's in Beijing, man. I bet you they got it from that Korean or Japanese lady we were talking about that time.
Holy fuck, that was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Taken, they put the Olympic rings as the colors of the condoms, you know, blue, violet, and black.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Topical.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah,
I mean, this is kind of like when COVID first hit.
Right.
There was a story we talked about.
In
where
Japan.
They were endorsing fucking through walls.
Yeah.
Like glory holes. They were saying, like, keep your distance because of COVID,
yeah,
but get your fuck on still.
Remember in
glory holes.
And brothels were doing masked sex.
We both
too.
Just did this for glory holes. Yeah. I don't.
So, you know, safe sex is condensed to about, like, this area here, you know what I mean? Like, I think when COVID happened and everyone was trying to make safe sex, like, on this larger scale.
Here's the question, though. Do you think you're more likely to get COVID from a hug or from sex?
I think it's the hug that leads to sex they're worried about, you know what I mean?
But they're promoting the sex. Mm. So they're like, skip the hug, get to fucking?
Well, condoms don't mean you're promoting sex. You're just like, listen, it's gonna happen. Just in case, you know what I mean?
But the fact that
it's like why bands, you know, they don't...
I guess because the way the headline reads, it makes it seem like they're promoting it. Because it's like, no hugs, but here are condoms.
It's like in schools in the U.S. when they say no condoms, only abstinence for sex ed, and then teen pregnancy goes up for, like, the next 20 years.
Oh, wow, that's sad.
Yeah.
I mean...
Don't knock it till you try it.
There's a knocked up pun there somewhere.
You guys do it. We're busy. Figured we're
out.
Tired, man.
Yeah. I got a whole other 40 minutes to go.
Yeah. If I do them all now, I'm not going to have any for later, right?
Speaking of the Olympics, though, that Olympics joke earlier was good, eh?
That was good. I, again, completely forgot until you said that.
Yeah.
I forgot up until this point as well.
Yeah. I think the Olympics are dead. I think COVID killed the Olympics.
COVID.
No one gave a shit for the summer ones last year. And then after 1 year, we're getting another one.
Mm.
And no one gives a fuck because we just had one.
Oh, they're 2 weeks
and
away.
There's bigger
and I
issues
no
going on.
Yeah. We had a
and
Super Bowl
I
to
think
get
the
through.
Next one's not going to happen for a little bit now. So then no one's going to fucking care anymore. I don't think anyone's going to give a shit. Yeah, it's going to be during. Dude, I guarantee you the Super Bowl is going to blow viewership out of the waters compared to the Olympics.
Oh, that's going
to be sick. Yeah. Like, a lot of American fathers that have kids in Beijing, if they have events going on Sunday, February 13th, they're watching the Super Bowl. I guarantee it. Sorry, son.
I'll tape it.
Exactly. I can't tape the Super Bowl. Everyone's going to be talking about it.
Yeah, watch the highlights on CBC.
Your fucking kid wins a biathlon, but you're too busy watching Joe Burrow throw bombs.
Yeah.
You miss calling him as he wins the race just because you're fucking invested, dude.
Dad, you hear? Yeah, fucking Bengals won. Oh, man. All right, next
he's like, no, Dad, I got fucking gold in biathlon. I'm like, I told you to play a real sport, Travis. I'm watching football. There's a reason I'm not there.
Maybe if you could throw a tight spiral, I'd be watching you
play.
Yeah,
exactly. I would fucking hate if my kid was an Olympian, because then you're like, I mean, I got to go all the way to like Beijing to watch your kid play and sacrifice perhaps having to watch the fucking Super Bowl, dude.
Yeah, also, fuck you, Beijing. You just had the Olympics. Spread the love a bit.
That's what I'm saying, a little dude. Weird. I want to see Olympics happening, but just in like fucked up places. Like, not like fucked up,
the
but
UConn.
Like. Yeah, exactly. Like, you fucking, the Olympic, like, the hockey, there's, like, Olympic-sized ice surfaces on a lake.
Yeah. Like, that'd be sick.
Actually. Right? Like, I want to see some fucking, I want to see it going down in Nova Scotia. Rural Nova Scotia. That'd be fucking crazy. It's like how we were talking about the CFL.
I don't
CFL.
Think you got the facilities for that, Mike.
There's a bunch of outdoor sports in the wintertime. It's like how we were talking about the CFL, how we wanted just different teams in like random places.
Yeah.
Same thing for the end. Yeah. Yeah.
We need a Russell Canadian football yeah. team. Like, or like a fucking Peterborough.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? There should, like, that's what I mean. When the Olympics.
Or like Red Lake, Alberta.
Yeah.
Even a team in BC.
Yeah. BC Lions.
Oh, yeah.
Next story.
And that's the CFL in a nutshell.
Alrighty. Yeah, next headline.
Swipe left for meth. Florida officials using dating apps to try to find drug dealers.
Okay, explain this to me. Because sorry, folks, I'm just giving you a heads up. I've been grinding like the editing for this video, so I don't have time to read any of the stories beforehand. So I'm learning these at the same time you guys
you
are.
You should have just said anything and just been like, hey, just tell us about this, John, and let me run through it.
So I know what this means.
Yeah, exactly. But you tell me what you think it means. Anyways, apparently, I haven't read it either. I'm going to be honest. I'm joking.
We both didn't do our homework. Coleman's
no,
upset
no, no,
over
sorry,
there.
Sorry, I blanked on words there. But law enforcement are turning to like policing dating apps because people sell drugs on dating apps often.
It's happening.
Yeah, the
taking
sorry,
over our phones, man.
Yeah,
the
that's why I downloaded Grindr. I thought it was just to buy drugs. That's it.
The Vice editor that but got
little did I know how pleasant a surprise I was in for.
The Vice editor that got busted
still
for
no drugs.
the Vice editor for that got busted for the cocaine ring. Part of his story was he started selling weed on Grindr because Vice doesn't pay shit, so he would like just link dudes on Grindr and sell them weed.
Huh.
It's like a, it's, yeah.
It's kind of a good deal, man.
John's like, that's what I use it for, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting. Good deal, man. I didn't know people sold drugs on dating apps.
Dude, you sell anything on dating app. You sell 300 square feet of bricks on a dating app if you really want
to. I'm just trying
to
think, like, because if you need drugs, not like it's just, not speaking out of, you know, personal experience, just assuming, like, mm-hmm. you go to buy drugs, you kind of want them. Right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience with dating apps, or so I've heard people's experiences with dating apps, is that you don't get a reply that quick.
Right.
Or yeah, ever, you, maybe. Yeah. To be fair,
but the thing
I've never typed in, hey, you want some weed? So
yeah.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that right now. See if I get
that's
an answer.
Just be that. Hey, you want to buy some drugs?
Which one? Tinder, Hinge, what do you want? What do you got?
Try all three. Do a little.
I got to get a match first, though. This is embarrassing if I don't get a match.
Yeah.
In front of
well,
everyone.
That's what I mean. Does a drug dealer just sit there and swipe right?
Let's go.
That was okay. Bold. Oh, where's her teeth, though, bro?
Hang on. I'm lost now. Oh, this is so nice. Oh, okay.
You haven't been on the app for a month and a half, have you? They're just boosting you with 6 matches right off the gate to make you feel good about yourself.
Want some weed?
No, Astor just wants to buy drugs. Just drugs.
Just drugs.
Just you want some drugs? I have our company at in my bio.
That's so. Right. That's right. That's
then they'll
right.
come see this video and they'll be like, oh. Yeah.
Hey, want some drugs?
Hey, you
want
to buy some drugs?
Let's see if she answers by the end of this
pod. By the end of this pod, I'll tell you, like, if they do, like, I will understand.
Let's set a reminder. Colin, make a note in the bottom of the note.
Yeah. I respect.
That's a noteception, a note within the note.
Wow.
Yeah. Side opception. There's another reference. You got to check out the video. Link below.
The thing about it is, like, you know, I feel like you got to just be able to catch a drug. Like, you got to find the drug dealers. You know what I mean? Cops can't just be doing.
Find the dealers.
Infiltrate the suppliers.
Thank you.
Right? I hate this, man. What if you're just trying to? What if you're just trying to make some ends meet, man? Sell some coke on fucking Grindr. Maybe weed. I don't care.
If Whatever. You're selling coke on Grindr, you're a bit in over your head when you bought that coke.
Yeah, I don't even think so, man. What are you selling XC on Grindr? Like, that makes like dating apps. People like to party on there. You know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know. This is kind of weird. Among the emojis that were used were ice cream cones and birthday cakes. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Grady Judd told reporters. The word Tina is used for meth.
Yeah.
Sheriff Grady Judy Judd.
Learn something new every day.
Sheriff Grady Judd. Interesting. Next story. I don't know. That's it. We're just going to wait and see if I get an answer, I guess.
Oh.
And that's news.
He won a trip to space, but he had to give it to his friend.
Why did he have to give it to his friend, John?
Because he was too heavy.
He was far from average weight.
He was super, super full of food.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's not us. It's SpaceX. Seriously, this guy won a trip to space, but they're like,
yeah,
oh,
he,
never mind.
Yeah,
too
he was
large.
Like, he was like,
he's
I have
6'6", 250 pounds.
That's like a.
That's not
like
even
an NFL under, linebacker.
Under 6'6" and 250 pounds. That's the winner had to be.
Sorry, the
he
winner.
Was,
sorry, yes.
He was 330.
Yes, my bad.
He weighed 330 pounds. He was like, I got like 80 something. However many days to lose 80 pounds?
Right. But the cap limit they have is 250
two,
six, pounds. Six, he six, meets
six,
the six, height requirement. He's only 5'10". The height requirement
this
is 6'6".
This is a big
six.
Lad. That's a big lad. 5'10", 330.
Man. That sucks, though. Like,
they couldn't figure out a way around it, really.
Right? Like, just,
well, what is it? What is it that, because he's too heavy, they don't have a suit big enough?
Like how is this man's 80 extra pounds too much for a fucking spaceship?
Right,
to
like,
take
that doesn't
space?
Make sense.
This seems fucked up.
I think they just hate
yeah.
it. I think just,
they're worried he's going to eat all the food.
Wait till we have to go to Mars because we fucked Earth up so bad, and they're like, oh, sorry, man. Can't bring any of the fatties.
Yeah, just
because,
a mass genocide.
And it's just thinning out the herd, man.
That's brutal.
Pun intended. Thinning out the herd, dude.
Interesting.
This guy said he was trying to figure out how he could drop 80 pounds in 6 months. And he said it's not really the most healthy thing in the world to do, which is very true. Like, that would be fucked on your body if you tried to do that.
Right.
I just feel bad for this guy, man.
Yeah, I feel bad, but, like, come on. I'm sorry, man. Like, come on.
Said that he realized that the weight limit, and then he tried to pull out. But in his emails with the organizers, he found out that he was like, they were like, no, man, you won. You can't pull out. You won.
So he didn't even
like,
know
well,
he
fuck.
Won.
And then he found.
So
out.
He just entered this draw.
He entered the draw. They did the draw. Then he was like, hey guys, wait, I'm too big to meet the weight requirements or whatever, and they were like, well, we just did the draw and you won, man, so like, what do you want us to do? And he was like, all right, give it to my buddy, I guess.
Redraw.
I guess he was just like, fuck it, give it to homeboy. I don't know,
because that's bullshit.
I
think you'd rather do a redraw because his homeboy didn't even fucking enter. Probably.
No, he did. He made did? One entry.
Oh.
Or $50 worth of entries, but they didn't tell each other. Coincidence.
That's fucking
so
friendship,
like,
man. That's good chemistry between those two. They have the same interests. They don't even fucking.
Well, I think they roomed together when they were fucking going to aeronautical university.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
It just seems like it's avoidable on SpaceX's side, though.
I don't know why you can't. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
That's my big question. Is like, why can't. You know?
I don't see why you couldn't. Like.
I feel like just, that spaceship's pretty powerful.
Just turn up the thrusters a little bit.
Does it
I don't
say
know.
That at all in here? Why they can't have.
I've been trying to find it.
Like, seats are too small?
I don't know. Well, definitely not, because roller coasters. Come on.
I guess.
Airplanes. Yeah, it's not. It doesn't seem to be mentioned in the
airplane.
That's what roller I want to know.
Yeah, it just says that SpaceX has weight restrictions. It doesn't explain why they're in place.
That's bullshit. And we want answers.
It's because Elon's thinning the herd, man.
It's so that eugenicist.
Yeah, literally, dude. That's why. I guarantee it.
I want to
figure. That's a conspiracy theory, though.
Why? It's not giving us an answer. Reason. Any reason. Falcon Heavy. What does that mean?
It's a type of spaceship. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. We'll look into it.
Huh.
Hmm.
All right, but last, it seems kind of fucked.
I'm kind of disappointed leaving without knowing why.
Mm.
But we'll figure it out.
Because I said so. Massive brawl at Pennsylvania Golden Corral involving 40 people erupts over steak.
Imagine getting in a fight over a Golden Corral steak.
That's a beautiful way to put this, man. I don't
give you $8.
Yeah.
I don't even have money like that. Yeah. Like, I will give you $8.
It's like eating.
It's
a
that big of a deal.
It's like when we were at Denny's and at like 6 a.m.
Oh, shit. I guess 8 Americans, like double digits in Canadian.
But
I
like,
take that back.
It's like when we were at Denny's and at like 6 a.m., buddy's out there, over there eating like steak and eggs.
Man, that was actually fucked when we were at 24 hours in Denny's. This guy ate a full out T-bone at 4 a.m.
Yeah, it was fucked up. It was insane.
That's awesome.
More than 40 people may have been throwing punches and chairs Friday evening, police said. The company that owns the restaurant reported the incident to authorities and police now investigating. I heard about the big fight, and it's just sad. It just really, everyone on the short fuse, everyone could have had a steak, I guess. I don't know.
It's just, I don't understand the whole idea of like rioting at a Golden Corral over steak.
We don't know the cause, by the way. They're still investigating the cause of the fight. But
no, apparently there was in the video, there's a guy who's like roommates with someone who works there, and he used
a video.
To, yeah,
it
go
just
up,
says
go
investigators
up,
are working to determine the cause
up,
of the
go
fight.
Up, go up.
Play the video.
No, then at the end there's a guy talking.
Oh, you don't see the start of it though.
No. But apparently the guy said that.
Oh my god, he's throwing
shit.
High chairs.
Yeah, dude, there's a fucking chair that gets whipped. Just wait, it's awesome.
This is wild,
man.
This guy in the blue gets decked by a fucking chair. Like,
man, this is a fucking brawl.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh!
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
Eats man. It.
High chair's a great weapon, though, if you're in a restaurant fight.
Yeah, there was a kid in that when he picked it out.
No way. Was there?
No. Just swung the kid out.
No injuries have been reported. Serious injuries.
But there's this guy who's like friends with someone who works there. This guy, he said that his roommate was working there or something. She got injured. She got fucked up, hit with a chair, and she said that there was one guy in line that was like being picky over the steaks, and then the person
you're
was
Golden
like,
Corral.
Person was like, "Hurry up!" And they're like, "Fuck you!" And then they started brawling.
You're Golden Corral.
What was the rest of that guy's day like? Right,
oh, man.
Like he's had a tough day clearly, and then he gets to Golden Corral. He's like, you know what? I just want my steak to be fucking just right. Okay,
I'm taking my business.
I'm going up to the. I'm fucking buffet. I'm inspecting all of these steaks for rareness. And then somebody behind him's like, man, can you just not? And he's like, that's it. I'm fucking going Terminator mode.
Oh, like, man.
Golden Corral. I've never been to it. I thought it was a breakfast joint.
What would you... I think it's like Denny's.
It's like
Denny's
same thing.
Denny's is a breakfast joint,
yeah,
but
still got steak,
you can get
though.
A steak there.
Yeah,
what would, if you were at a restaurant, excluding kitchen items, what would be your go-to weapon?
High chair is great.
Really,
I will
though,
say high
honestly.
Chair is great. I don't even know. Like, I'd say like menus, but there's no more menus.
Like the leather ones. Like,
well,
like a hard...
menus are just extinct now, which
yeah.
I actually kind of like because it's a good excuse to just scroll on your phone for a bit while you're pretending to figure out what you want to eat.
Yeah.
But.
Check out the comments on our recent
like,
groceries.
Yeah, utensils don't count.
No, like kitchen items and shit. You could like I don't know. You could equip up with spoons, but I don't know. You're losing to my fucking wine bottle collection.
Dishwasher chemicals.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Wine bottle is a great one. Hot coffee pot is good too.
He's trying to burn your eyes out, bro.
A full coffee pot.
Oh, coffee pot's good. Yeah. Coffee pot's good. There's no recovering from that. The second someone gets hit in the face with a coffee pot, everyone's like, "Oh, all right."
How many times did you say that? Like you've been that around that like multiple times.
In my experience,
Italians get fucking rowdy at family events. Why do you think I like espresso instead of fucking coffee? No pots around. People get too worked up
after the old incident. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
I would love to get in a fight at a restaurant though.
I don't. A bar over restaurant. Restaurant, too many close corners. There's too many. The tables are laid out in rows. So you have to, it's like running around a maze. Bar, it's open space, you know, so you actually have room.
Yeah.
Bar, you know, or restaurant, it's too, you're in closed corners
I get what you're saying. You know? I get what you're saying. I don't know, man. I just like the idea of being able to pick up a fucking chair and whip it.
Yeah, that was a good chair throw. Like, that guy had the best performance.
Imagine having how powerful you would fear staring your enemy down in the face with a chair over your head just as you fucking whip it.
Do you ever throw chairs with us in our old house in the backyard?
I've thrown chairs, yes.
Okay.
It's a good feeling.
We used to throw chairs in our backyard over the fence when we were drunk.
I lived there for 3 years, man. Come on, I was one of the
boys. Did you do it, though?
Oh, yeah.
I think I only did it once.
I chucked one of the metal ones.
Right.
Yeah. I think I did it 2 or 3 times. And I know that because I was on the other side of the fence retrieving the chairs 2 or 3 times. So that would have meant that I threw them there.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it a lot, because you have to go get them after.
I remember one day we were all just sitting there and we only had 2 chairs in there. And we all came down after a night of drinking. We were all just like looking. There's just 2 chairs in the kitchen.
The couch is gone.
yeah.
What the fuck happened
last night?
Speaking of couches and lounging, NFL football. Chilling watching the game this past weekend, and the Niners lost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the jacket is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I should have started with that, but the show with that. But yeah, the jacket's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I burned it. Mm. No, I have the jacket. Hopefully we'll make a comeback again next season. Hopefully we make the playoffs again. But yeah, end of year statement from Niners super fan. Overall,
Niners superfan is like sounds like one of your passwords, bro. Niners superfan 4004.
No.
Xbox dude 21.
Shut up.
Don't leak my gamer tag like that, man.
I just got an Xbox, and Frank Gore is my favorite player, and I'm a dude.
Was it Xbox Dude 21?
Yeah. So, yeah, end of year statement in regard to the Niners. Honestly, when we were 3-5, I was kind of chalking it up as an L. Honestly, this was an entertaining year. They gave us a fun ride. You know, Jimmy G, ups and downs. It's kind of like the Jameis Winston experience a bit, but not as entertaining.
Yeah, not as beautiful either.
Yeah, but still, lots of ups and downs. It was a crazy playoff run. I really thought it was our year. It felt like one of those cheeky wild card, you know, New York Giants, Baltimore Ravens type years when they just went all the way and won. It felt like that. I don't know. I was hoping we'd do that road trip right now to L.A.
I was more sad just because I really wanted to see Joe Burrow and Jimmy G just
be the sexiest Super Bowl ever.
It out,
yeah.
I think that was going to be crazy.
Yeah. Just 2 studs.
Just, yeah.
What are you saying about Matthew Stafford?
I'm just saying I thought he was a little thicker.
This matchup's kind of like Joe Burrow's kind of like handsome Macaulay Culkin versus Matthew Stafford, who's like better looking Elon Musk.
Yeah. Or like Matthew.
Look up a picture of Matthew Stafford and think about Elon Musk.
Look up
a picture of Elon Musk and think about Matthew Stafford, either or.
I like to think of Matthew Perry now, but when Matthew Perry's acting.
Oh, okay.
But you know when you
come
see
on,
Matthew,
look at his face, dude, and tell me you don't think Elon.
Oh, yeah, he looks like Elon. Yeah, Never mind, he looks like Elon, yeah.
He does, yeah.
With the beard, he kind of looks like Matthew Perry if when Matthew Perry's like on drugs, but they've got him in enough makeup to make it not look like he's on drugs.
One thing I will say, though, Jimmy G, you got a lot of hate from Niner fans. I've even shed some hate here and there, but I will say, all in all, I love what you did with the organization. He took us out from a shitty team like 4 years ago to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl appearance that we should have won, but he missed an overthrow, but that's another story. But yeah, I mean, you did your job. You got us out of the gutter. It's now time for Trey Lance, though, because this has just proved that we have a ceiling with Jimmy G.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can win a Super Bowl with this Niners team with Jimmy G at quarterback, but everything's got to fall in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's got to be a perfect storm.
It has to be a perfect postseason run. I don't think you can win four straight games with Jimmy G.
Mm-mm.
You can maybe win three straight, but that means you got to have a first round bye. So, and they almost did that against Kansas City a few years ago. But I don't think this just showed you how to ceiling with Jimmy. I think Trey Lance, they're talking about keeping Jimmy G for another year. I've heard that. I think we waste 2 years if you do that.
Yep.
Because next year, we're just going to see again that we have a ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year after that, it's going to be Trey Lance's first full year where he's going to have mistakes.
Right.
So we're going to waste 2 years. Next year, I'm willing to ride out the mistakes of Trey Lance, see how far we make it. And yeah, I wasn't expecting to even make the playoffs this year, honestly, when we were fucking 3-5. So that was pretty exciting. But I don't know. That was pretty of a boring end of year statement. I know some people were expecting me to be a little bit more
emotional.
Yeah.
All our emotions are left out there.
I don't really care. I mean, I do care, but to be honest, I mean, fuck, we'd be on a road trip right now and my pockets are pretty empty. So I don't know if I could afford that. And,
the last play of the game was pretty sad to watch.
That was fucking brutal. That's the Jimmy G experience, though. Holy fuck. You can't tell me you don't hear that. That was loud as fuck. That is right outside.
That one's right outside.
Yeah, I don't know. Check out the vlog, too. I'll link that as well. But yeah.
It's okay, man.
Dude, when I'm watching the vlog, there's a point I was hoping you can see on the cameras, but I almost did cry.
Yeah.
You actually see my
eyes.
It's
in 4K, in fact.
Yeah.
Zoomed real close.
4K. Con 4K.
Hey, welcome.
But, yeah, other than that, actually, we'll say this. Since we're getting serious with sports, this is pretty, yeah, sorry to bum everyone out, getting all serious with sports. But Brian Flores is coming at the NFL.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He's suing the NFL for systematic racism in the hiring processes. Assuming it's true, because it probably is, knowing the NFL, I hope you win. So, yeah.
Yeah, same. And Tom Brady retired.
Oh, also, the Washington football... Yeah, fuck, that's not even, yeah.
Tom Brady retired.
That disappoints me.
I'm sitting here wearing a fucking Tim Tebow t-shirt.
Some fucking Pats fan
I know,
you are.
I completely
blanked
on it.
He's the fifth best quarterback in Patriots history. It goes fucking... Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Drew Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Cassel.
I completely forgot.
And then Tim Tebow.
That's perfect. The Commanders.
Fuck, I'm disappointed. That too, but I'm disappointed that Brady didn't give us a farewell year like Kobe.
Yeah. That seems,
it's kind of sad to see.
I think he bitched out. He's like, I fucking lost in the playoffs.
But what's crazy is that the dude's 44 and he retired in his prime still.
You're crazy.
He's probably going to lose MVP, but he should be MVP in my eyes.
Do you think he should have
season he just had?
Do you think he has the most prolonged prime of all any athlete?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Him and probably LeBron.
Yeah.
But the Washington football team didn't bite on our Washington Red Hogs or Washington Foreskins name change ideas. They went with Commanders. But
dust.
Yeah.
The Red Hogs.
They kind of set themselves up for memes there, though. Everyone's already been going off about the Washington Commies.
Nice.
Oh, you know, I was just doing Commanders.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. That too. I don't know. It's not too late.
What the fuck?
Red Hogs or Foreskins is still on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We won't even. We'll just take 1%. That's it. We should actually just start our own clothing brand.
Yeah.
Called the Washington Foreskins.
What if we just made Washington burgundy and gold colored clothing, and then just made different, and it was all Washington teams, but we just made up our own team names. We could do the Red Hogs. We could do the Foreskins.
Yeah.
We could do the, yeah, I don't know. It's an idea.
They're going to say Redskins.
I almost did.
Should we get Emma on that?
Yeah. We'll get our graphic designer on it.
But yeah. I wish they just kept football team.
Yeah. I like football
team. Just the team, man.
Football team. Good.
Yeah.
I liked it. Simple logo, just a football player. Just great stuff.
All right, folks. Check your hands, bro.
That's about it. Oh, yeah. Check my Tinder, that's right. No.
All right.
It smells like exhaust in here now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nope, nothing yet on Tinder. So, yeah, it's a me problem, I guess. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Check out that video. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, peace, folks.